Good evening. This is Times of India Radio and here is today's news. The Election Commission on Wednesday banned the screening of the biopic on Prime Minister Narendra Modi during poll period, saying any such film that serves purpose of any political entity or individual should not be displayed in the electronic media. The EC order came a day before the movie was to be released. The Supreme Court on Tuesday dismissed a petition filed by Congress activists seeking stay on the release of the biopic and said the Election Commission would be an appropriate place to seek their redressal. Canada is set to make the Global Talent Stream or GTS program, which offers a hassle-free and quick route to work in the country, a permanent scheme. This will benefit aspiring Indians, including those currently based in the US, who have a science, technology, engineering or mathematics background to make the most of emerging job opportunities. Under this program, processing of applications filed by sponsoring employers takes just 2 weeks. The icing on the cake is that those hired under the GTS route gain valuable experience in Canada, which gives them an edge when applying for permanent residency under the express entry route, which is a point-based system. An elderly man allegedly committed suicide on Wednesday by jumping in front of a moving train at a Delhi metro station, according to the police. The incident took place around noon at Ramesh Nagar metro station of the Blue Line that connects Dwarka in Delhi to Noida. According to the police, no identification documents were found from the spot and efforts are on to identify the deceased. Delhi Metro officials confirmed the incident and said the train was going towards Vaishali when the man jumped on the tracks, leading to their brief delay in services. The Supreme Court on Wednesday dismissed preliminary objections raised by the centre that documents on which it claimed privilege cannot be relied upon to re-examine the verdict in the Rafale fighter jet deal. The centre had submitted that the privileged documents were procured by the petitioners in an illegal way and used to support their review petitions against the December 14, 2018 judgment of the Apex Court, dismissing all pleas challenging procurement of 36 Rafale fighter jets from France. The CJI-led bench said it will fix a date for commencing detailed hearing on the review petitions, which question not only the pricing of Rafale jets, but appointment of Anil Ambani-owned company and offset partner of Dassault.